This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933. If you'd like to listen on your phone to the broadcast 24-7, 605-477-3249.
Good morning.
John's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Doc Ram is with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey.
There you go. Just listening to my laugh. I can't believe it.
Well, you know, I was thinking about Barry Satoro, and I was chatting with our engineer just before the broadcast started, that there was an image of backward hat Barry on an island, a private island with Sir Richard Branson. And I guess Richard Branson flew Barry over to this island, and they were just vacationing for a number of days. And there he is, the former CEO of Corporation USA, with his hat on backwards. And I was relating a story to our engineer, John, at GCN, that my first day in class, teaching a high school class, I had about 60 students in this very large classroom, a computer-type classroom where we talked about and built computers in Virginia. And most of the boy students wore these baseball caps, kind of like Barry would wear. And they were in class with their hats on. And so I introduced myself, and then I stood there and I kind of looked up at the ceiling. And my classroom was very, very large. It was the size of a gymnasium, literally. So I looked up, and I didn't see anything special up, you know, up toward the ceiling. And it was a very tall ceiling. And I stood where I was, and I did a very slow 360 looking around, kind of confused. And I said, you know, I really don't see anything that bright. What? You guys have hats on. Now, what's the reason for wearing your hats inside? And they couldn't explain it to me. So I guess it was a thing that guys do, and you see guys with these baseball caps. So I told them that that's fine. However, it's not acceptable to wear their hats in the classroom. So I was probably the only teacher who prevented students from wearing hats in the classroom. And I was probably the only teacher who made his students wear a uniform in a public school classroom. And I told them that I would provide the uniforms. I would provide the shirts, the embroidered shirts with the class name on them. And they were like a plum color, and that they could wear khaki slacks of their choosing with that, or khaki skirts, shoes, a belt, and no jewelry. And they could have their hair any natural color they wanted, but they couldn't dye their hair purple or blue or green or any color that was not a natural color. And you know what? I got away with it, Rick.
You know, one of the things that I'm doing right now is, in Grants Pass, we have a lot of churches. This is a very heavy, not so much Christian, but church community. There's probably a church on every single street in Grant's house, and or more. And so I'm going to all the different churches each Sunday, doing each Sunday, to see what the distinctional differences are between the message being given, the way the message is being given, their emphasis on kids, their emphasis on witnessing, or their emphasis on missionary work, etc. And I'm just trying to find something that I can feel more comfortable with. And I finally defined myself as an Essene with tendencies toward Quakerism. And I'm militant about it. No, I am. I'm. It's not so much about Jesus. It's about Jesus' teachings and where he got them and those foundations. And, you know, if you actually study some of this from the different ministers' point of view, it will get you to the same place. You'll find that all the different religions have certain elements in common with each other. Now, they try to make distinctions, between the Missouri Synod Lutheran and the American Synod Lutheran, but in fact, you're not supposed to wear a hat inside a church or sanctuary. Sanctuary means you're not, is one of the things where you should take in reverence, like meeting a woman, you take your hat off in front of her. As an older, more or rule of code, you know, for ethics, like, and I'm noticing how different churches are different about that. And I went to a Methodist church and watched several people wear their scarves or hats on that were different. Now, Catholic, you have to have your head covered. So it's interesting the different values and the way they try to distinguish one sets of belief over another and why some are wrong and the others are right. And yet, it all comes back to a Essene philosophy. And that came out of India. And I think that people should realize that the normal Jesus that people associate actually spent almost 20 years in India as a seeker. And that is where a lot of his grace or nam came from. That's the word that is normally used for grace is nam. Having nam, a balance of things, the way you would treat another human being, like you would yourself.
You know, I've been seeing images. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing images of President Trump in meetings, and I saw one just before the broadcast, and he was seating a lady at a meeting, and he was holding her chair for her, and that was the term that I was taught. So when a lady comes in, you stand behind the chair and you help her sit down and push the chair in. And I was also taught that I was also and you see Donald Trump doing that, and you see images of him outside the White House when he has a visitor. He just doesn't say to his people, "Oh yeah, they're here, go let them in." He goes out to the front and welcomes them himself. Opens the door and so forth. And I was taught that very same thing by my parents, that, you know, how to eat with a knife and a fork and a spoon, where to put them, you know, how to hold them and so forth. And I was taught that when you are, when you have a lady companion and she's coming toward your car to get in, if you're going to be operating the vehicle and be behind the wheel, you let her in first. You know, you open the door for her, you hold the door, you get her seated, and then you close the door, and then you get in.
Yeah, the old Bronx tale on whether or not you determine if she's a keeper is if she reaches over after you've done that and unlocks your car from the inside before you have to unlock it from the outside with a key. That's how you know if she's a keeper.
Well, you're exactly right, and that was, and I've never really said this on the air, but that was one of the tests that unwritten test.
That's correct.
Unwritten test. And by the way, Mrs. Finelli passed that test.
Yeah, most women have to be trained just like they train us.
But no, seriously, and that there are a couple tests. They couldn't smoke. And we didn't have to worry about being branded back then. There were, you know, back in the 70s, the late 60s, women weren't
tattooed. Early 50s.
But no, seriously, that was one of the tests that if I took a lady out for a date, if that person did not unlock my door, it was a sign that, you know, she wasn't paying attention enough.
Yeah.
And wasn't aware enough, and didn't have enough poise and balance to meet my standards, and that would be the last date right then and there. But Mrs. Finelli did pass the test. So yesterday I was in Springfield, and I don't know if I mentioned I bought a diesel Mercedes, a 1996, and I'd been working on it and tweaking it, tuning it, and doing some small repairs on it. So I wanted to take it out for about a 100 plus mile trip to see how well it ran. And this particular Mercedes, like most of the ones that we have, if you use the key, there's only a lock cylinder on the driver's door. Now, you could always push the button, but I didn't do that because I've been trained by my Chevy pickup truck, which has manual locks, and you put the key in the door to unlock the door. Well, I was letting Mrs. Finelli in on the passenger side of the of this little diesel, and I felt kind of silly because I went to put the key in the door to unlock it for her, and there's no lock cylinder on the passenger door. It's just this plug in there, and you can only unlock this particular Mercedes on the driver's door. So I went to open the door, and she's standing there, and I'm looking at her like, I can't open the door.
Leave it to the Germans, man. That's the way it works.
Yeah, so I felt like I had not really accomplished what I needed to, and I felt at a loss, and I said, I'm going to have to go around to open the driver's door first, and then I can open your door. But it was, you know, kind of the thing that, that I've been doing for a long time, and it didn't feel right not letting her in the car first. But how often do you see guys open the door for their wives today? And I think the answer is very seldom. And the current generation has no clue that that's even a possibility, right?
They don't think of it that way. Yes, that's correct.
Right.
I wanted to formally thank everybody for the support I've been receiving, by the way. It's unbelievable. Thank you, Vincent, for having me, allowed me to talk about my battle against Amazon and Ingram. It gets worse, and I will update you later today on what is happening at this moment.
Hold that thought. We'll come back and talk about it after the break. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Ram's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, DocRam.com. Rick, our website is down. USAPrepares.com is down. It's been hacked. I talked to the web hosting people. They said that we have been hacked. We've been infected. And they took us down until we can repair it.
Is this and, working with Ed?
No, I have not talked to Ed. I'm going to see if I can fix
he
it myself.
He helped me quickly. That was during the Thanksgiving period when they did a DOS attack on me and might be very helpful. Ed is excellent and put a second prophylactic over my website that now does not allow indiscriminate like normal. And the hack that you had may not have been personal. It's hard to say. You know, the timing is the way I always go on things. Like, when did it happen? As you know, the timing always seems to hold a key as to whether it's intentional or not.
Mm-hmm.
Ed's very good. And put some extra things in front of my website that were not there previous.
Mm-hmm. Ed Marvini is is the guy that we're talking about. He's a fabulous, fabulous
guy. Yeah, he's helped me tremendously. I couldn't say enough about his help, really.
Well, let me share this with you. I haven't used the words Hillary Clinton and the word dyke in the same paragraph in a couple weeks. So I don't know if that's
I was talking about Holland Dykes and plugging the holes in a leaky bucket or something else, sir.
Well, I haven't used the term Anthony's wiener in weeks as well, maybe even a month. However, I have been approached by Anthony's wiener's people, and they've told me in so many terms, knock it off. They've threatened me with legal action. Maybe that's it, because I didn't respond very well to their threats. But I can tell you this, Rick. The two things that have gotten me in the most trouble in broadcasting, the very two things have related to water. Water, and I'm not kidding, W-A-T-E-R. When I was on a pretty large station that covered 97 counties in, at least that's what they claimed, in Missouri years ago, I was talking about fluoride and being poisoned by the city manager. And after months, about 7 months of me doing this every day, telling our listeners to call him up, they give out Greg Burris's number, the city manager, explain that we're paying him $200,000 a year to poison us, our children, and our parents with every drop of water that they provided that we drank. He had had it with me. Early on, they got so many calls from in the city hall that we were tying up the switchboard, and they were annoyed. They were really fed up with me, but they didn't back down. They just kept poisoning us through the water supply, and they won. They absolutely won, and I was not allowed to continue broadcasting. It's as simple as that. You know, of course, I mentioned the Chinese factory outlet, and we took them on. We took on the Baptist Church because they called they and their henchmen called the police on me and tried to have me arrested for criminal trespass.
I remember all of that when you talked about it previous. Yeah.
What I'm saying is, so I've done a number of things, but the one thing that really bit me was water. They don't like the fact that we talk about water being poisoned, and I've been talking about. I've taken on the hot water heater industry with their poisoning us with the aluminum anode rods that most hot water heaters seem to have, and how we are drinking and bathing and filling our pores with hot water in the shower and in the bathtub with aluminum, and how dementia and Alzheimer's seems to be the
related
plague.
Yeah.
So that's bitten me now. That seems to be the thing that I'm tying the takedown of our website. Now you've had a plague as well with your website, and so I've asked you a number of times on this broadcast. What have you said? What have you talked about that has caused this? And do you have a better feel?
No, I probably never really know if it was, you know, someone close to me or just greed on someone's part. It always usually comes around about money.
Well, yeah, and you're absolutely right. So what it did was it shut down our commerce. We'll be right back. Let's talk about Amazon and what's happened to you.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
There was a mighty nation. Blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? is going to be coming after you good.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today you've got your
take.
When you got
the
for
2 seconds, dirty.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Doc Ram's with us. So, Rick, there's been an ongoing saga with Amazon and your publisher. Would you like to give us an update as to
how that's working? Well, the recent, most recent one is that I've had bitches with both Amazon and Ingram for bootlegging my titles. They have been doing that. And so last week I made a plea for people to realize that if you wanted to get something from me, I'm a very small publishing house, And everything that comes from my house is from me, and I've autographed it. And Amazon has, I haven't had a sale for a book on Amazon in more than 2 months. Now, they've completely boycotted me. If someone places an order on Amazon, it goes to somebody else. And that's impossible because I'm the only publisher and I don't have any third-party distributors. I don't. I've tried to remain very small, just like opening the door for a woman. It's old school. And what's happened is that Ingram, I placed an order with Ingram on Monday, and on Monday night I received an email that they no longer cared for my business. And it gave me 45 days to find another printer, and that makes Lightning Source, which is a division of Ingram, look extremely guilty, and in a court of law will be admissible evidence for, you know, malice and intent. And I'm going to, because they have given me special handlers. I noticed how when I call now, instead of having a representative at Lightning Source, I had a special team of experts to help me. And the first one that my girlfriend called on Monday to place the order did not want to talk to me because I was, quote, abrasive, end quote. It's a setup, and I want everybody out there to understand that there is no such thing as customer service anymore. It's all about protecting their ass in terms of wrongdoing and accountability. And Amazon and Ingram and now Lightning Source, which is a division of Ingram, are all guilty. And guess what else? I have an old friend who he started out as a public defender. Then he became an assistant DA in three different regions here in Grants Pass area, and then retired and became intellectual property dispute lawyer. And he has taken me on, and the first thing we did was fix my leaky bucket. Why have I not received a single order from Amazon? I think my account has been hijacked. And like a website where the Ukrainian or Pakistani come in and just indiscriminately look for leaky holes in your website or structure and what you're trying to do. And what's happening now is I'm getting people that have heard my message calling or writing me wanting introduction to my lawyer because my lawyer is really interested in knocking down these giants. And it's time for a class action suit if you have, like Rich Schuman has contacted him. Others that have had problems with Amazon, it's time we keep these people accountable. I have yet to speak to anybody from Amazon, and this is over 6 months of, you know, actively forming what they call tickets, problems, you know, where I'll submit a ticket that there's a problem here or there. The only order I'm getting now is the Modern Alchemist, and if you'll go on Amazon, you'll notice that Amazon doesn't even have me as the author. It's unbelievable. It is, I believe, with some intent, whether or not Amazon is culpable, they are. They're culpable, even if they didn't do it individually, like as a policy thing, because they're also responsible for policing their inner groups. And my guess is there's a rogue unit for hire that will go in and do this for a fee. And I can't prove that. I probably never will be able to actually know what happened literally. But I'm going to make them all pay for it. And they picked on the wrong person. Was the one that was chosen to train SEALs. I don't give up by definition. I'm kind of really upset. I don't think it's been very fair. And actually, as of last week, I literally qualified for food stamps and got a PIN number, and this week I no longer qualify. Thank you for your support, all of you. It's like in the military. Thank you for your service. I am telling you, there is a war going on out there between small publishers like myself trying to write and this crap that's going on with print-on-demand, POD. That's what it's called. Print on demand. And there's only several people in the world that can do that because those machines are extremely expensive. They're huge. And right now I know where there are several of them. They're all either owned by Amazon. Amazon Prime will print your book. If you buy it on Amazon Prime, will print your book the day of the order. And it is a bootleg. You can absolutely guarantee it. Now, I don't know if you have distribution with Ingram, that may be a different thing, but I can tell you that my publisher didn't, and they were shocked. Whether or not they do anything about it, it's mostly most people figure, like my one lawyer said, I don't want to spend 2.5 years in court on this particular case. And that's what they'll do. They'll stonewall you. I have yet to speak to anybody from legal, and yet I have an acknowledgement from legal out of Seattle with Amazon acknowledging that they're in error. I am going to make them pay if it takes the last thing, and the last thing I do, it will happen. And I basically just wanted to thank everybody, truly, for the kind words, support. Jesus, I'm meeting certain individuals that are becoming closer friends of mine because they either offer, you know, insight, direction, or support, like financial. I'm not interested in donations. What I want to do is sell my books. If I can sell my books, that's a good way to support me. I don't want money. What I want is fair wage, and I'll be glad to earn it. Does that mean I'm too proud?
Rick, you're talking. Rick, you want to do what, like us want to do. We want to earn
our
money.
Yeah, do the right thing and earn my own daily bread. I don't want to have it given to me. I want to earn it, and this is somebody has stolen my life. And I am angry about it because, in fact, what I am doing in writing, I'm probably, as one person said, closer to doing my purpose on earth than anyone she's ever known. That's what I do. I'm a writer. I didn't know that until my little girl died of leukemia, and I had to reinvent myself. And once I started writing, I realized that that's why I'm here. And they tried to stop that. And that, according to Aleister Crowley, is Lever Oz. Say hello to my little friend. I'm pissed. I'm really upset about the whole thing. And there isn't much I can do as a David. You know, I'm going to need a lot of outside help from God aiming that rock just right to drop those Goliaths.
Doing the same thing to us, USA prepares, Rick. Yeah, I understand. You're doing the same thing to us, Rick.
Bureaucracies. There are inner parts of cells that have no accountability, no oversight, and do what they darn well want to.
I was the guy that bought the property, the Facebook guy, Zuckerberg, right? Didn't he buy property in Hawaii, and he wants a nice view of the ocean, and so he is causing problems for previous or owners around him, and so the plan is for him to tie them up in court, and of course it'll cost $200,000 per. No problem for him. And he can just stonewall them until they can't afford to fight him anymore. And that's what I've been reading. Maybe
well,
I've read
exactly
that wrong, but it sure
it works. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not even about money. It's about control of something which is even more than money.
Mm-hmm. And the only avenue that I think we, the little villagers, have is the internet, and take to the internet and use blogs and build websites and, you know, expose the corruption, the people who are doing this damage to the villagers, and help their true worth be established in the public. And what I mean by that is, if they're doing bad things, you let everybody know that they're doing bad things, and you have to be accurate with your information. You have to use facts, and you know, avoid name calling, but just tell it like it is. And they hate that. Politicians absolutely, positively hate that. I didn't realize this, Rick, but when I ran for school board office, and I put that ad in the paper, consider voting for Vincent Finelli, you know, fire the entire school board, one director at a time, consider voting for Vincent Finelli, the only candidate who will not make your child urinate in a cup. That was what I said, you know, in my advertisement for running for that particular directorship. I didn't realize that made it to the state capitol. Years later, they're still talking about, you know, that, yeah, this guy, you know, did that publicly. He said, you know, that was what he said during his campaign. And my campaign was just that. That was the entire campaign right then and there. And I was not known in this village. I just moved here, and I was outraged by what was happening. And literally, only a handful of people knew me. And I secured 1/8 of the votes against the incumbent, who was very, very well known. I lost, but I made them pay attention that the fight was on. Doc Graham's with us, and what can we talk about? Cruise ships. Let's talk about cruise ships when we come back, and the air pollution surrounding a cruise ship, and why you probably don't want to be on a cruise ship.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick Miller's with us. Hey, Rick, when I lived in Virginia, I did a lot of the farm maintenance, actually all of the farm maintenance and the vehicle maintenance, the trucks and the cars and the tractors and so forth, myself. And when I changed the oil, I would collect the oil, put it in a drain pan, let it drain overnight, and then pour it into these gallon containers. And I went into the auto parts store, and I said, actually several of these auto parts store, and they had signs on the windows that said, you know, we recycle oil. So I would bring them the oil, the used motor oil from diesel engines, tractor engines, truck engines, so forth, car engines. And I'd bring it to them, and they would take it into the back, and sometimes they'd say, oh, come on, bring it back here, and I'd pour it into this large container. And the container had a very large screen to keep out the chunks the size of maybe a dime. But things smaller than that would pretty much fall right through the screen. And I said, so what do you guys do with this oil? And I thought the answer was going to be, well, we re-refine it. We make it into refined lubricants, chainsaw lubricant, chainsaw bar lubricant or something like that. I was absolutely surprised at what I learned the answer was. The answer is the same answer that I learned many times over in different states when I asked the same question. So what do you guys do with this oil? Well, it goes into ships and it's used as a fuel. Used as a fuel. Now, what we're talking about is large ocean-going ships use this used motor oil as fuel to propel the ships. And there's a post on the internet, dailymail.co.uk, that says cruise ship air is 60 times filthier, this is their terms, than fresh sea breeze. Passengers with lung conditions are warned not to stay on deck for too long. Concentration of ultrafine particles was up to 20 times worse than in port cities. So port cities with high concentrations of people and pollution is cleaner air than being on the deck of a cruise ship. And the study, according to this article, linked the particles to lung disease, heart attacks, strokes, asthma. And so there you have a high concentration of particles, small particles, coming from the smokestacks of the cruise ships that the passengers on the deck get a chance to breathe. So we may, I guess the point is that we may think we're doing a good thing by recycling oil, and actually it's being used by cruise ships and other ships as fuel, and it's being burned without being refined. So all of those contaminants that are in your motor oil are being burned and going up in smoke, and you get a chance to breathe them at some point as these particles circle the earth. Rick, do you have any comments or thoughts on...
Well, yeah, this is a common problem with our so-called recycling program right now. Where do you think all the aluminum cans got put?
Well, wouldn't that be into the atmosphere? I was looking
at it. Well, there it is. Read it and weep. It's, the whole thing about capitalism and its concepts of structure, and how did Gecko put it in Wall Street? Greed is good.
Rick, when I lived in Virginia, we had in our little hamlet of 500 people, we had these green dumpsters. And they were in on town property, out of sight. And if you wanted to, 24 hours a day, you could bring your trash, your household trash. And if it was in a cardboard box, fine. If it was in a garbage bag with a tie string, fine. Whatever it was, you just threw it in this dumpster and it would disappear. It would just disappear. When we come back, I'll tell you where it went, and then I'll tell you how they improved it, and the moral of the story. I think you'll be quite surprised, class, at what you're going to learn. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him, Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.